Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. Welcome to everyone listening from Royal Daughters, everyone that's listening. It's all over the place. We have lots of different listeners from various places and locations. And so I want to welcome all of you. God bless, God bless, God bless. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer, and then we'll get started on the message for today. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you, God, seeking to know more about who we are, God, why you created us, why you made us, how you value us, God, how the worth you've given us, how you just your makeup for us, your purpose for women, your purpose for us, our destiny, our identity, who we are, God. Amen. And then what we're called to do. And God, we give you praise and we give you glory. We bind the devil, we cast him out. Lord, I just thank you right now. Have your will in your way, oh God. And we ask you just to forgive us, Lord God, for every sin, any sin that we may have committed against you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, ladies and gentlemen, all of our listeners, we're going to be talking about a woman's worth. What am I talking about when I say a woman's worth? Well, there's someone who values your worth more than you can ever know. And who is that? Well, we're talking about the Son of the Living God. Well, how do I know that he values you? And well, he died for you. He sent his Son to pay a heavy price because you were valuable to him. And so I want to talk a little bit about that on today when I talk about a God that values you. Who am I talking about when I say who is God? Who is this God that would value you? Who is this God that would value me? Who is he? Well, the Bible tells us that he is Yahweh Elohim. He's the personal God. He's Jehovah Elohim. He is God the creator. He created you. He created man in his image and in his likeness. Now, how do I know that? And I'm going to try to calm down a little bit because I need to actually probably just teach today and just share. And so let's talk a little bit about God creating us in his image and likeness. Everybody, let's just go over gingerly over to Genesis. God is so good. Genesis 1 and 27. I'm just going to do it in amen. You know how you have lots of notes and you find out you're not even following your notes, and that's okay. We're just going to go ahead and do it this way. Praise the Lord. So Genesis 1 and 27, we may start at 26. And let's just do that. Thank you, Father. All right, so 26 says, then God said, let the land produce living. Ooh, that's 24. 26 says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. 27, here we go. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. 28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Amen. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Let me stay on point. So our focus today is our worth. What is the worth of a woman? What is a woman's worth? You know, as I begin to think about how I want to encourage the women and to empower the women and say, and even think back and say, wow, what causes to make, you know, this in general, what causes women to make some of the mistakes that we've made, be it marrying the wrong person or hooking up with the wrong person or, you know what I'm saying, aborting our children and all the things that this culture is saying is okay, you know what I'm saying, or being in abusive relationships, some things we know, of course, we had no control over, but all the things that happened as a result of sin, we know that sin entered the world through Adam and Eve, and amen, then death passed upon all of us because we're born in sin and then shaping in iniquity, and so man was born in sin, shaping in iniquity, and so it passed on to all of Adam's seed. And so God had a remedy through Jesus Christ. And so, amen, I want to talk about Jesus being the remedy. And I want to talk about God's love. And I want to talk about God and how he sees you and how he values you and how you have worth in his sight. Because I want every woman that is listening to feel and to understand the worth that she has in Jesus Christ. Because there are times when we feel down. You know, women are emotional, right? And sometimes we let our emotions get the best of us. Sometimes being emotional beings, we're not to be led by our emotions. We're to be led by the Holy Spirit. We're to be led by the Word of God. We're to put the Word of God above everything else. Amen. Look it on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We're to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all things will be added unto us. We're not to put anything above the Word. Amen. The Word is high and lifted lifted up. Amen. My God, we're talking about the Lord Jesus. And so we're to lift him up above everything, no matter what the culture says, no matter what man says, no matter even what, even if it's a parent that says something, maybe in error, maybe they didn't even know they were saying it inaccurate. In other words, we're to put the word above everything else. Yes, honor your parents. My God, yes, honor them. But honey, let me tell you something. We got to hold on to the word of God, because the word of God needs to guide our lives. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so God's word needs to lead and to guide us. Amen. And we need to walk on the path of life, to be led out into salvation, and to walk into what Jesus Christ already has preordained and planned for us. And so now I want to talk a little bit about God and who God is, so that we can realize that we need to lay everything on Jesus. Everything needs to come from the sure foundation, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us there's no other foundation that can be laid, which is Jesus Christ. So everything needs to be laid and built on upon Christ, not on anything else, because anything else is sinking sand. We need to build it on the rock, the sure rock of our salvation. All right, so now let's talk about who this God is, because I want us to build. I want you to build your worth. I want you to understand where your worth comes from. So just walk with me. Walk with me through this. Amen. And so I mentioned already, he's Jehovah. He is Elohim. And Elohim means he is Elohim. He's the creator. And then he is to us, he's now, when he created Adam and Eve, he then became his name. He added to his name Yahweh Elohim. And so he's a personal God now. Oh, come on. You can have a relationship with him and talk to him. Some of us know all about that. Come on, we're saints, we're Christians, we're his daughters, and we talk to our Father. Amen. He's Abba to us. Amen. And so I love when there's a scripture translation that says, I'm your Yahweh, your Elohim. Amen. And so he's this personal God that we can have personal relationship with, and we can talk to. Who else? Who else is God? When we need to understand who our worth is, we need to understand, my God. And I think, you know, and I have all these other definitions of terms, and I'm going to get into them eventually, but I think it's so important for us to understand our royal daughters. I think it's so important for us to understand women of God and all of our listeners. Amen. If any men are listening, God loves you too. You have worth too. You're created in his image and likeness too. Amen. Let's say number one. Number one is God is love. We got to understand that God is love. Well, how do I know? The Bible tells me, 1 John 4:8, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Also 1 John 4:16. Amen. I want you to read that one on your own. And so we understand, I want to analyze, talk a little bit about God being love. And so in 1 John 4:16, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And so God wants us to get an understanding that he alone is love. Matter of fact, he's not trying to be loving, honey baby. That's just who he is. That's his personality. You know how you meet somebody, say, oh, she's so sweet. Well, that's just her personality. And so God is love. That's just who he is. That's just who he is. So we never have to doubt his love. His love is sure. Matter of fact, the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. And so God wants us to dwell in his love. You know, there's a scripture that says we are to keep ourselves in the love of God. And so God wants us to meditate on his love. And so I love another scripture that I believe is another translation from 1 John 4:16 that says we are to perceive the love of God. God wants us to perceive it. He wants us to know it. He wants us to experience it. He wants to be able to, you know, in other words, you know something, like I know that's her name. Her name is, so to know it. And then if you know something, you're able to take hold of it and to walk it out and to become part of who you are. God wants his love, our revelation of his love, to become a part of who we were. And so, oh yes, I'm not even following my notes, y'all. And so now it takes me back to a story that I love so much. And I use this story a lot. The Song of Solomon, John 1 and 2, where it says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And so now we have the Song of Songs, where the Shulamite and Solomon, where the Shulamite says in 1 and 5, where she says, I'm dark but lovely. And she doesn't have a real revelation of God's love. And she goes on to tell the daughters of Jerusalem about how she's dark and lovely, and how she was, you know, she was basically, let me go ahead and go to the text, because I don't want to do any basically, because I want to tell you what the Bible is saying. Amen. So for those of you guys who are trying to follow me, go ahead and go to 1 John, and I'm going to slow down. 1 John, I'm sorry, Song of Solomon 1, because I'm not following my notes, God. I'm going to hold no. And that's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing. So Song of Solomon 1, okay? And I want to talk a little bit about Song of Solomon 1, and 5. Again, we're talking about a woman's worth. And so here's a woman who doesn't perceive her worth yet. She doesn't perceive her worth yet because in verse 5, she says, dark am I yet lovely, daughters of Jerusalem. Here's what I'm talking about. She says, dark like the tents of Kedar, dark am I yet lovely, daughters of Jerusalem. Dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtain of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyard. My own vineyard I had to neglect. And so, God, let me read 7. I'm kind of being pulled. Tell me, you whom I love, where you gaze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends? And see, there's another translation that I love, and it says, Lord, you know, I love that translation, and I'm going to just kind of paraphrase it for you because I'm not looking at it right now, but it says, like, no, let no veil separate us. So, you know, God, there shouldn't be anything in between our love. There should be no veil, nothing at all that's separating me from you, having communion with you, and me getting the revelation of your love and me loving you back, Jesus. And so when God is talking to us about his work, he wants us to know it. He wants us to perceive it. He wants us to even sense it and to become tangible for us. And I have a testimony. I have a couple of testimonies where I felt the tangible presence of God, and I can go into that, but I really want to stay on point. I want to stay focused, and who knows, God may allow me to share that later. But what I want to let you know, women, is God loves you. You have worth. What am I talking about, worth? I want to go ahead and define the word worth. Let's get some synonyms. So you have worth. You have, you know, you have, there's a cost. There's a price for you. Your cost, your price is high above rubies, daughters of Zion, royal daughters. Hey, you know what, my God, he desires you more than anything. My God, you have dignity. What can be compared to you? Honey, there's nothing can even be compared. What a man that you are mindful of him. You can't even compare him to angels. My God, he's, oh, Lord, God loves us with an everlasting love. Your worth is just excellent in goodness, important in quality. I'm looking at the synonyms. I'm looking at some synonyms now for worth, and I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. You're useful. Your usefulness. When I talk about usefulness, you say, well, I don't feel useful. Honey, it's not in a feeling. I'm glad it's good that I didn't talk about the emotion, the tangibility of God's love yet, but that I talked about your purpose. When I talk about, I'm thinking about Eve and why Eve was made and why Eve was created. I'm going to go into that now a little bit. I do have some information I'm going to be pulling up about Eve. And so I'm asking the Lord, I'm saying, Lord, where is it, God? We were talking about it earlier. Okay, you all just hold on for a minute. I have lots of notes. And believe me, now I'm flowing. I'm not flowing in the manner in which I've written the information. I am kind of just going the way I feel the Lord is leading me. Amen. And so now we're going to talk about the value of Eve. What am I talking about, the value of Eve? And why do I even need to mention it? Because a woman needs to understand why she was even created and why she was even made. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Hold on for 1 minute. Amen. I'm just going to drink some water. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And so, God, praise the Lord. And so Eve was made, amen, like Adam was, in the very image and the likeness of God. And so she has a purpose, amen, a purpose to glorify the Lord, a purpose to glorify the King, amen. And it's called helper. He made her to be a helper for Adam. And helper, that word helper, there's many different definitions for that particular word. But that word means ayer, connecto. And so what that means is that she was called to be a warrior in strength. She's to work with him together to protect the family, to protect life, and to rescue. She was a rescuer. She's a 911. But she's a mighty woman of valor. That's what an ezer, ayer, connecto is. See, the devil didn't want her to know it. And so he tried to hide that from her when he deceived her in the garden. He didn't want her to walk in her power, honey, because God is a protector. And also says she's a protector. And we know that because we like to protect our children. And the devil tries to deceive us and try to make us say, no, you need to get rid of him. The devil is a lie, honey. You're born to protect her. Matter of fact, Eve was the mother of the living. Amen, amen. God, so I give you praise. I give you glory. And so let me tell y'all, I'm off my notes, but that's okay. And so now we're talking about a woman's work, because, honey, I'm going to let you know your work. The devil is alive, because I want you to go back and listen to this tape. And when the enemy tries to assail, you got the word of God. You got the power of God behind you. God is telling you that you're more than a conqueror. God is letting you know the greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So we don't have to go and destroy our children and kill them and annihilate them and you know, sit up under somebody beating us down and telling us that we're nothing. We can know who we are in Christ. The Bible says, oh, my God, if God be for you, who can be against you? And my Lord Jesus, Father, I'm just going to go ahead and just flow with God. Amen. I'm going to flow with God, you all. I'm just getting off the notes here. And so, Lord, I give you praise. And so I want to now talk a little bit about Romans 8. Let's go to Romans 8, everybody. In Romans 8, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you in Romans 8? God, we give you glory. And God, we give you praise. God knows. He knows. He sees my heart. He knows. How many of anybody is writing notes and God has you, you know, somewhere else? And so then you're just kind of following him. You've got to follow him. Amen. That's all I can do is just follow now. So, amen. I hope that you're being encouraged, that you're being inspired. So when the enemy tries to sell, you remember your worth that God, Jesus Christ died to give you. Let me start at Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 says, it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So that means if we fail, you know, mankind, we're imperfect. You know, we may fail. And when we fail, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Amen. And 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so as I go back to 28, and so if you ask God to forgive you for your sin, whatever it was, God will forgive you. Amen. And then God gives us a brand new name, honey. He washes the slate clean. If you're saved, amen, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. My God, he's a Father. He's a keeper. He's a lover of our souls. Oh, my God. He gives us a new name, a new name. He says the old is gone, the new has come. And I could go on to the new name, but I'm going to hold your finger on the new name. We may get to it, but I want you to know that he gave you a new name. Amen. Honey, he totally forgave you. He loved you. He made you new. And so let's go on to verse 29. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, what you tell me? Let's go to 35. Amen. I'm going to just follow me, y'all. I'm going to follow God. And so in 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Come on, women. Come on. This is what we need to hear. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And so God is saying, who shall separate you when I've already caught you, when I've already ordained you, when I've already accepted you, when I've already loved you, when I've already laid down my life for you, when I already gave my son for you? Oh God, if he gave you Jesus, won't he give you all things? And so he said you have worth more than you can ever know. And he said he wants us to stay in the word of God. He wants us to stay on the word of God. So number one, yes, he loves you. Yes, your worth comes from him. Number two, you need to stay in the word of God. You need to know he's accepted you. Three, number four, you need to know where your worth comes from. It comes from the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So four would mean he's your Savior. Number five, honey, you got to understand who he is. You got to understand, yes, hallelujah. My Lord and my God, this is the Holy Ghost have his way. See, I'm letting him have his way because I'm trying to follow this. Let me tell you something. God wants you to know who he is so we can know who we are. Because let me tell you, the enemy's job, what he tried to do was separate Eve from her creator. And when he did that, honey, he just put pulled a whammy out on her. Because hallelujah, the Bible says we can't do anything without him. Honey, in him we move and live and have our being. We can't do anything without Christ. And so his job was trying to separate Eve from Jesus, from God. And so that's what sin did. Sin brought a separation between us and God. And so we weren't able to communicate with him anymore. We were sent out from the garden, so we didn't have that communication. And so here we were like dead men groping, like blind men groping, couldn't find our way, making all these mistakes, doing all the things on our own and trying to find it in other things and people. But we had a God-shaped hole, and God knew that. And so God said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so God wants you to know, when you feel down, honey, when your head's sticking all up over your head, he still loves loves you. When you have nothing, he still loves you. When you're down to nothing, he's up to something. And so if I can tell you anything, it would be number one, and that would be the fears of God, who loves you more than anything. It's a part of his nature. It's who he is. And so his love, it stirs you up. It consumes you. It pushes you forward. If you just get up out of that bed, come on, you can't stay depressed. God got a purpose for you. He says he works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He says his thoughts towards you are good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. He tells you that he has plans for you, so you got to get up. Yes, I'm trying to get you up. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to say that you have a purpose. And for those of us that have businesses, come on and start that business. We don't walk by what we feel. Our Father, who is love, said he has a purpose for us. So we got to take daddy's by his hand. We got to say, daddy, I agree with you. I got a purpose. I'm going to go ahead and fulfill it, daddy. I'm going to go ahead and do my part of the bargain. Why, you told me that you love me. I'm going to go ahead and make sure there's no veil between us. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to go ahead and fulfill that purpose. I'm going to go ahead and start that business. I'm going to go ahead and write that book. I'm going to go ahead, if I'm depressed, I'm going to say I'm not depressed. I'm going to cast that spirit of depression out. I'm going to get up out the bed. There's a God that loves me. There's a God that wants to minister to me. There's a God that wants to meet me like Solomon met the Shulamite and spoke lovely words to her and said, you are beautiful. And I'm going to behold God's word no matter what mama says, daddy says, papa says, uncle says, teacher says. No matter what nobody said, God's word is a word above every word. His name is a name above every name. The devil is a liar with his equality act and his misnomers and his misconceptions, his twisting of words and his twisting of symbols. The devil is a liar. That's why we got to hold on to the word of God and know what God says is about us. Women of God, you have worth. You are highly esteemed in his sight. He said that you're higher than rubies. Ooh, what does this say in Proverbs 31 and 10? You're more valuable than rubies. Honey, there's no price that even can be compared to you. And I'm not talking about the necessarily outer beauty, honey. And that's good if you've been gifted with outer beauty. But I'm saying he's talking about the woman of the heart. Another word for image is character. He made you in his character. He made you in his image to be like him, loving like him, kind and just and beautiful and lovely and patient and all the things we need to work on. Hallelujah, that are found in the word of God. 1 Corinthians 13, amen. And Galatians 5:22. Yes, and I'm going to go there because God is leading me there, honey. He's leading me a whole nother way because God wants us to know, honey, we created to be beautiful. Let's see what we're created to be like. A lot of times the world's supposed to say it's talking about the natural man. They're saying, baby, honey, your makeup, honey, you got to be tight. Baby, you got to work out, baby, so your waist will be small. Honey, work it out, work it out. But God is saying, I need you to work on the inner man because, see, you're created to look like me. Because, honey, when the bottom line is mankind is looking for me. Souls need to be saved. Honey, even when they're looking good on the outside, they're dying on the inside. And you got the answer. So what I need you to do is let's start working on the inside. God said, I want to work in you. I want to work in you both to will and do it my good pleasure. And so God wants to work it out. He wants to work it in and work it on out. Because somebody needs salvation. Somebody needs the love of God. Somebody needs your word. Somebody needs your word of encouragement. Somebody needs to say, get up out that bed. Somebody say, let's go work on your book. Somebody needs to know their worth. Women of God, you have worth. And another name. We in Proverbs 31. She's called an Eshechayil. An Eshechayil. She's a woman of valor. She's a woman, a warrior. She's a woman of worth. And so we got to understand she's a she. She's a she. Wisdom is a she. So you're valuable, women. Get on up, honey. You're an Ezer Connecto. You're an Eshechayil. You're a woman of wisdom. You're a woman of might, a woman of purpose, a woman of the protector, a woman that is a rescuer. If you're married, a woman that works with your husband together. Honey, and let me tell you, partner with Christ. Even if you're not married, partner with Christ. Honey, we got to partner with Christ. It's like Eve partnered with Christ before she was bought to Adam, or Adam was bought to her. Honey, God already loved her. God already had a relationship with her when he met. He said, before you were born, come on. God is a creator, God. He's Yahweh Elohim. He's Elohim, my God. He's my God. He's my creator. And so I don't want you to feel alone. I don't want you to feel that you're without hope. I want you to know that you have a creator. I want you to know there's someone that cares about you. I want you to know that he says, cast your cares on me because I care for you women. I want you to know that you have a hope and a future. I want you to know because I want you to toss it out. I don't want you to toss it away. I don't want you to say, well, this is what I am. No. You're a new creation. You're who he says you are. That's who you are. The devil is a liar. Honey, he lied to Eve. But guess he's been cast out because Jesus Christ has come, the one, the risen one, the holy one, the eternal one, the just in that one. And I'd love to give you more of his names, honey. Let me tell you, one day we'll get to do part two. But right now I'm just flowing this way. I'm just giving it this way because you know what? One of the things I said, oh, wow, I love this. encourage them on their words. I just love teaching on words. I think, you know, I was just thinking about words. This morning, I said, I would love to share on words. God, tell me who I am. God, tell me about words. I love to hear on words, God. Because you know how many of us sometimes we find ourselves right, you know, we start looking around. We start comparing ourselves and say, well, she got this and she got this and I ain't got this and I ain't got that. And we look around, but see, God, that's what Eve did. Eve looked at the piece of fruit and the enemy said, you know, he drew us, you know, did God really say? See, did God really say? You know, God, what did God say? That's what the devil tried with Jesus. In Matthew 4, when he was tempted, he was led by the Holy Ghost, he was led to the wilderness, and the enemy came to tempt him. And he said, did God really say? I want to go to Matthew 4 because I don't want to misquote. So I've got two things I've got to look at, Jesus. I've got to look at Galatians 4, what you want us to be, amen. And then I've got to look at Matthew 4. So I'm in Galatians 5, 22. Let's do that because I want to obey God. Now, okay, I see the Holy. I hear what you're saying. Okay, the Lord, let me go ahead and finish Matthew 4 because I don't want to get you guys all confused. So let's go ahead and go with that Matthew 4. Amen. We'll be talking more about the beauty on your own. You can look up Galatians 5. That's who God wants us to be like. We need the Holy Spirit to do it. Amen. But that's the beauty that God wants coming out of us. We're created in His image and His likeness. Amen. And so Matthew 4, I've been going to the ESV on that one, you guys. Give me a minute because I'm going a whole another way. Bless the Lord. So Matthew 4 says, thank you, Lord. I will read this first part. He said, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. Okay? That's what the enemy said. And Jesus said it for it, but he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so what can we take home from that? What can we say when the tempter comes? Yes, we better speak the word of God, but how can we just, when the devil comes and say, hey, you know what? He'll say, don't take all that. And then he'll say, if you are the son of God, or if you are a daughter of God, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You do that. You know, get with that man. You do this. You know, work it your kind of way. You know what I'm saying? You'll give us some other ultimatum. So, you know, kind of, you know what I'm saying? If you are this, and I want to break it down a little bit better. Let me go to Genesis 3 because I want to talk about how the serpent came to Eve and how he was trying to persuade her to disobey. He actually did persuade her. He did deceive her. He tried to persuade her, and he did persuade her to disobey God. So in Genesis 3, this is what he did. Let me take this text. I want to use this text. I think it's a better explanation of what I'm trying to say. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say, that's the text I'm looking for, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me put this little sidebar in. Remember how I started out with God is creator and God is Yahweh Elohim and God is Elohim. And so God, honey, he starts this off. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Come on. He is, it was, and is to come. God already is. That's set. Just because we don't feel God, can't see God, can't sense God, may not have a frame of reference, honey, he's there. He's Yahweh Shammah, whether you feel it or not. Whether people believe it or not, he's already there. We were the ones who were blinded by sin and couldn't see it. Jesus Christ opened up our eyes by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Gave us revelation through the word of God, and the Holy Spirit did this. He opened up our eyes and caused us to see and be saved. And so the devil came to blind her and deceive her. Then the devil came. See, that's what we got to understand. A lot of people, times we do that. We say, oh, you know, he left me. Oh, ain't nobody got no hope for me. Oh, I'm this, I ain't got no work done to do. All the things we ain't got, all the comparisons. But see, what the devil's blinded us from, trying to blind us from, is that before all this happened, God was loving us. God is loving you now. See, you have worth even before that. You were born valuable. Right? You're born worthy. You're born with worth. God values you even before the devil lied. That's why he sent Jesus. Because you're created in his image and his likeness. Amen? But see, the enemy doesn't want you to know that. He wants you to bring all the problems and say, look at all the things that are around you. See, God already told Eve. He already told Adam and Eve. Even before Eve was tempted, he said, now listen, you know, you can eat of any tree of the garden, but don't eat this one. So he already gave them the commandment. God already lays down the letter of the law. He already lays down the commandment. He already tells them that he's with them, and then the tempter comes. We don't start in the middle. Amen. In the middle, baby. You got God with you first. God, that's why we got to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things will be added onto us. He doesn't leave us with nothing, with no hope. He is the hope of glory. Amen. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Start off, hey, with hope. And so Eve was deceived because she forgot. She's like, oh, let me finish reading this text. You guys are going to be like, oh, I see it now. The woman said, oh, my Lord, let me start over. 20, Genesis 3:1. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the trees that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it or you will die. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. 6, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked, and so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. And so God is saying, God is saying he's our covering. Amen. He's our protector. We read that in Proverbs 91. He that dwelleth in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's already the beginning. The devil ain't got nothing on God, honey. He was out here at the beginning. Hallelujah. Then the Holy Ghost hovered over Moshe. He hovered over the darkness, and then God spoke and light was. We got to understand that God was already there before all our problems, before all our situations. See, that's a problem that I didn't know when I was young and I was 21, or young in my 20s, and I was sitting by the poolside, and the enemy was lying to me, didn't know it was the enemy. And he would say, you know, like, you start thinking negative, like, maybe, you know, you just think, oh, maybe I should do this, or maybe I should do that. Negative stuff, right? And he begins to sow the negativity in your mind because you think that that's all there is, because nobody ever told you, or because you weren't listening, you were doing your own thing, and so you never got a revelation, or you didn't hold on to it, because when he said, I love you with an everlasting love, maybe nobody ever told you, nobody ever showed you, but he was always there, woman of words. And so all I'm doing is bringing you back to your beginnings and saying he was always there loving you. He was already there telling you that you have worth. He was always there telling you that he loved you with an everlasting love. He was always there, said, I made a way out of no way. He was always there. And so that's what I want to leave you with. So when you feel like, you know, you have no worth, and you're laying there and you say, I don't have another cup of coffee, I know this is number 3. Or you say, let me have another muffin, I know this is number 4. Or let me have a pack of cookies, or let me go out and do, I got to get out of here. Ooh, let me, you know what I'm saying? You're doing whatever you do, whatever your thing is, or working overtime, or fussing at the, I don't know, whatever you're doing. Sometimes it's not a bad thing. Sometimes we're just overdoing it because we're trying to overcompensate, because we don't realize. We say, wait, and we're going by our feelings and our emotions and by what we see and what the media says and what our friends are saying, and maybe they're not in the word, and we're not in the word, and you know, we forgot. We forgot to look in the mirror to see and behold the beauty of the Lord. And so we're changed in his image from glory to glory. And so I'm just reminding you that you have worth. We have worth. We are talking to myself too. We have worth, women of God. And when you don't feel like getting up, you still have worth. And when you don't have absolutely nothing, you still have worth. Honey, Israel, I can't go. I know I have that much time. And Israel, I want you guys to only read Ezekiel 16. Israel wasn't even loved. They weren't loved. And God knew. God said, God chose. There's another scripture that says he chose you because you were the least. And so God ain't looking at how much you have. He's not looking at, oh, you look cute today, you lost weight today, and you're smart today, and you crossed all the T's, you dotted the I's, you did everything perfectly today. No, he has agape love, honey. He loves because he's a lover. He gives because he's a giver. Come on, he nourishes because he's a nourisher. My God, he honors because he's honorable. And so then we have this loving God who's loving you, said, you know what, I have a purpose and a plan for you, and all I need you to do is pray. All I need you to do is get in my word and find out what I have for you. I'm going to pull you out of the bed today. I want to wake you up today. I don't want you eating 4 Danishes today, because then you're going to be upset. I'm talking to myself, because you can gain weight. How in the world did I gain so much weight, right? And so my point is that we choose our own way, but God said there's a way that seemeth right unto. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. And God says he wants to show us a path of life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And so I'm going to stop right there. Hopefully we can do a part 2. I don't know. But I just want to encourage you that we have worth. Sometimes, you know, we may not feel it, but honey, it's not in feeling. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My Lord, they treated the Lord so bad. Read Isaiah 53. You know, he went through so much rejection and scorn and shame for us. He did it for us. He laid down his life for us. And so now we have to do our part of the relationship. Say, no matter what I feel, God, I'm going to get up. Now, no matter what I'm feeling, God, I'm not going to compare myself to somebody else, because everything's beautiful in its own time. And the Bible says it's unwise to compare ourselves with those who commend themselves and compare themselves. It's unwise to do that. And so the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of my faith, God has something for you, woman. He has something for me, women. Amen. And so, women. And so, God is talking to us. He's telling us, royal daughters. He's giving us a brand new name. We've got to find out what God has deposited in us. Who this God is, who loves us, who's this lover of our soul, who's this one that says we have worth. What is this worth? What is this gift he's placed in us? What's this gift he's placed in you? Women, you know what? I'm going to give us our homework. Our homework is to find out what is this gift God's placed in us. You know what? To find out how much God loves us. Next time we talk, let's talk about how much God loves us, how much he values us. Let's talk about the worth he has in us. What did you find out about your worthiness in God? Let's share. Let's share out and talk about our worth in God. Amen. You know, we could spend a lot of time talking about our worth in God. We could spend a lot of time talking about our identity in God. We can spend a lot of time seeking God out, because there's a lot of God, a seeking of God that we need to know. But that's the path we need to be on as we build upon who we are in Christ. Outside of him, we're nothing. So, amen. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. I do want to share, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit, I know that I need to close, but in Romans, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm always, I try to close in Romans, amen, 10 and 9, because I like to bring open up the gate, the door to salvation, so you can receive the Lord. If you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you say, you know what, I'm backsliding, I ran away from the Lord. You know what, I went through some interesting or crazy things, and I'm coming back to the Lord. I hear that he loves me. I'm convicted. Oh, I have worth, and I'm coming back. I love the Lord. I love Jesus. And so, you know, the Lord is drawing you to him. And so let's read Romans 10 and 9. And it says, and let me say 8, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is a message concerning faith that we proclaim. Verse 9, everybody. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. And verse 10, hallelujah. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the body of Christ. God bless you. Listen, we are here. We are learning together, but we got worth in God, and that's the place to start. We have got to start with God. We've got to start with holding on to his word. We've got to start with believing his gospel, because there is no other foundation that can be laid, which is laid, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. So let's be well. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have worth because our Father says so. God bless and take care.